Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds and Canucks even up at one game apiece, coming back to Nashville for game three tomorrow. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Alex Doherty from the Tennessean. Alex, welcome back to town. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. A lot of traveling yesterday, but I'm back and I'm awake right now to talk to you, so I'm glad to be here.
What a champion you are. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So Alex, it's a 1-1 series, in some ways kind of an unconventional route to get to that point, but what do you make of what you've seen from the Predators through the first two games?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a third period quite like that. Game two's third period was a 20-minute penalty kill. I mean, maybe not fully 20 minutes, but it felt like, I mean, I was watching the game. I had to move downstairs for the, you know, I was up in the press box for most of it at Rogers Arena, but then you have to move downstairs. And I remember, like, just everyone down there is just expecting the game to get tied, or at least for the Canucks to get on the board, because there was just so many chances. And I think that I was surprised that Vancouver didn't pull the goalie earlier, because I mean, why not? Like, Nashville wasn't even getting the puck over the red line, and it would have been really probably a good idea to pull the goalie and just go ahead and get even more skaters out there. But anyways, overall, I think that the fact that they came back with the series tied and still didn't play really all that great in either game as a team is probably bodes well. I mean, and then obviously the news with Thatcher Demko likely being out for the rest of the series is just like, it just means that they have such an opportunity here and they need to take advantage at home. And you know, it starts Friday night.
Yeah, no, I can't recall that either. Like the level of domination, you know, when it ends up 4-1 score the other way, and also like shots on goal are like 18-16. So you look at the box score and it's like, okay, man, Preds outplayed them, huh? You know, I mean, it was just pure territorial domination. How do you explain that? Because obviously the first game, Alex, I mean, I think it was pretty evenly played. I mean, both teams had their stretches. And I guess I kind of thought the other night, you know, the Canucks know they have to win this game with the Demko news. Like I feel like it was just like a desperate, almost like they were the ones who were down in the series playing an elimination game. So maybe you chalk some of it up to that. But how do you think it flips, if it does flip, and who needs to, I guess, in particular, play better for the Preds Friday night?
I'm not entirely sure, because I think that it was part of it was matchups. You know, the top line, the Predators top line, really kind of got shut down by the Lindholm line. I mean, which is kind of surprising. They were at 5-on-5 anyways. It seemed like they had to spend so much time dealing with the Canucks forecheck. They just couldn't. They had these long shifts and then they just had to dump the puck out and go off for a change. And so, like, there was so much defensive work. I tried to ask, like, you know, if they were – it felt like, it, at least at some point – I know this sounds kind of strange, but it felt like they were playing such defensive hockey the whole time. They were almost in, like, a rhythm defensively. They were almost like in a – they just were kind of like, you know, they would go out there, play, you know, 45 seconds of – let's block every shot and then go off our change. And then the next group does the same thing. It was just like, they had this like defensive rhythm going on where, and Saros was locked in and they had like three guys in front of the net at all times. And it was just, it almost felt like they were kind of okay with it. Like, and you know, I asked Brunette about it and he was like, well, I mean, they were trying to push to get out of the zone. But at the same time, they were like, you know, if we're blocking so many shots and we're getting in the passing lanes and stopping the dangerous stuff, you know, it's like you got to do what's working. And then finally, at one point in the period, Phil Forsberg decides to skate it into the offensive zone and draw the penalty. And it's like, I wonder if you had tried to do that earlier, maybe some better stuff would have happened. But yeah, it was really crazy. And I'm not entirely sure. I think part of it is, you know, what could change on Friday. Like, you're going to get maybe a little bit better matchup. You're going to have the home crowd on your side, and you're going to have a Canucks team that maybe is going to start double guessing things, and maybe they're going to change up some things. Maybe they'll make a lineup change and think that they need to switch it up, and that could help you. I think that it's going to have to come internally from the Preds. Like, they're going to have to find a way to generate 5-on-5 better, because it's just like, it's not a great start to the series, even though they're tied.
Alex Doherty from the Tennessean with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, like you said, Friday they will have, you know, more control of the matchups, having last change at home. Do you think that we overblow that this time of year? Do you think that could end up making a big difference from the Predators? How do you view that? Not only the home atmosphere, which we know is going to be awesome, but just the last change part of it and how that could affect the game coming up on Friday in Game 3.
Yeah, I think it's situational. I think it's like in certain moments. Like, you get, let's say you get a big offensive zone start just after an icing or something, and you know that the line out there for the Canucks is tired, and then you want to throw the Forsberg line out there. Like, in that situation, you've got a huge advantage. A situation where you know that a particular line on the Vancouver side is not playing well, and you like the matchup with the Novak line, for example. So I think there is something to it. You can definitely overplay it. I mean, most changes in hockey games are on the fly anyway. So it's not like it's all about the changes at the faceoff. So I think there's something to it, and I think Brunette is probably the kind of coach that will take advantage of it.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, I mean, maybe just even getting away from Lindholm when you can, too, right? I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
And I imagine, it seems like he likes Sissons against the Miller line, right? I mean,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, exactly. The Miller line, especially not that they've been bad, but like for Elias Pettersson clearly is not playing very well. Yep. And like Vancouver knows that. And he's so, like, I think Brunette could do some stuff with that, where he could put the systems line on Pettersson and really frustrate him even more, you know, like something like that. Or, you know, maybe there's a way that he could neutralize. To be honest, I think the Lindholm line is their best line right now. I mean, like, Lindholm, Joshua, Connor Garland was the problem. Like, I mean, even though one of Joshua's goals was an empty netter, like, they've been the better scoring line. They've been really solid, really good against the O'Reilly line. I just think, like, that's probably the better line of the two. But you don't want to forget that JT Miller is really good, and he's gonna show that at some point.
Alex, last thing for you here. Given the Demko situation, I mean, at this point, I'd be shocked if he's back in this series. We know that DeSmith is starting in Game 3 at least. That was confirmed yesterday. Given the fact that they've already split and they're coming back home, do you believe the Predators have the inside track to winning this series, or is that an overreaction at this point?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if Demko had a double cup, maybe he'd be okay.
Maybe so. You uncovered some big stuff the other day.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get to the bottom of the double cup today. I mean, I don't know. I think we need to figure out exactly what's going on there. I was doing some research, and I think I've got some theories.
Okay,
but,
all right.
I mean, when that news broke about Demko, I mean, the whole building changed. Like, I mean, you could tell that the Vancouver media were scrambling to figure out what was going on, and then it changed everything. I also wonder, you know, I asked Brunette if he was going to think about changing the lineup at all on Monday, and he seemed to indicate that it was a possibility. And I don't think that he was lying to me. I think it was like, I think he was considering it. But then when the Demko news breaks and then they don't make any changes, I kind of wonder if that was part of it. Like, if he was thinking maybe even make a change, but then found out that they were going to have to go with a new goalie. So he was like, maybe a change would be an overreaction since there's a new goalie. I don't know. That's just a theory. Maybe there's not much to it, but I think it changed everything. I mean, Casey DeSmith is not close to Thatcher Demko in terms of quality. And then you saw UC Saros finally have a great, great playoff performance that won them the game. I mean, the game, this series is going to be won in the net at this point, I think. And right now the Nashville has that advantage. So all they have to do is play a little bit better at 5-on-5, and they've got a great shot.
Well, actually, I think we all need to pepper Saros with questions today, guys, on the double cup. Like, it's going to be like someone coming out of a courtroom in a movie. He's like, you say the double cup. I mean, I think we just absolutely need to join forces today and figure this out.
Or maybe he needs to go with a triple cup. I don't know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, congratulations to you. That is, I think, for sure, probably the best UC Saros quote we've ever gotten. That's pretty good.
Yep. And maybe ever will.
Maybe so.
Alex, really appreciate you taking time to be with us. I know it's been a long couple periods of travel for you over the last few days here. Looking forward to seeing you later today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. See you guys later.
Absolutely. Alex Doherty from the Tennessean, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. I'm throwing it out there, Joe. The question I just asked Alex, do you believe the Predators have the inside track to winning this series? We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, our phone number. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.